USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. Five U.S. service members were killed Friday evening after their aircraft suffered a mishap and crashed into the eastern Mediterranean Sea, the Pentagon revealed on Sunday. The mishap took place during a routine air refueling mission as part of military training, and all on board the aircraft were killed, U.S. European Command said in a brief statement. An earlier release from UConn stressed that the aircraft crash was purely related to training and there was no indications of hostile activity. The aircraft has been identified as a Black Hawk helicopter carrying five Special Ops forces. Any further details on the military service it belonged to or the exact location or timing of the accident are not available at this time. China's president is coming to the U.S. this week to meet up with Joe Biden in the city by the bay.
President Biden scheduled to meet with the president of China here in the United States this week. The city chosen for the meeting, San Francisco, where California Governor Democrat Gavin Newsom admits city workers are very busy moving homeless folks off the streets, so the Chinese delegation does not see them or their tents. Drug addicts who shoot up around the clock are also being relocated. I'm Laura Winters.
Kindergarten vaccine exemptions have reached an historic high.
Data from the CDC, which assesses immunization programs covering measles, mumps, rubella, tetanus, polio, and chickenpox shots, reveals a decrease in the number of children receiving these vaccinations compared to the period before the pandemic. This school year, vaccination coverage stands at 93%, a decline from the previous 95%. The report indicates that a total of 3% of kindergartners had an exemption, with 2.8% of those being non-medical. I'm John Schaefer.
No Powerball jackpot winner on Saturday night. The jackpot now climbs to roughly $235 million for Monday night's drawing. This is USA News.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me could understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg is facing accusations that he personally rejected proposals to enhance teen mental health on Facebook and Instagram, including shutting down a suggestion to disable Instagram's beauty filters, according to newly unsealed documents. Critics argue that these face-altering filters contribute to unrealistic body image expectations and harm teens' mental health. The lawsuit also alleges that Meta, under Zuckerberg's direction, exploited the psychology of adolescents' brains and set goals to increase user time spent on Instagram. Tensions are escalating in the war between Israel and Hamas. 2024 Republican presidential candidate and former U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, on Fox News Sunday, saying the U.S. needs to continue supporting Israel.
Us having the backs of Israel is hugely important. Us having the back of Ukraine is important because you've got an unholy alliance of China, Russia, and Iran all trying to intimidate us and intimidate our friends. Don't fall for it. The one thing that all of them fear is when we have an alliance that's strong and that we stand by.
Election offices in various states across the country have discovered envelopes containing suspicious powdery substances. Investigations are underway in Washington, Oregon, California, Nevada, and Georgia, as all these envelopes were received this week. In Spokane, Washington, authorities confirmed traces of fentanyl in an envelope received by the county elections office through an initial test. Meanwhile, Tacoma police reported that the substance in their letter tested positive for baking soda. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.